Hello?
Hi, my name's Sammy. I'm calling from Opinion Research, the national public opinion research firm. I'd just like to ask a quick survey concerning problems facing our nation, state and local communities. And may I speak with Stephen, please?
Yeah, this is Stephen.
Hi, Stephen. Firstly, are you registered to vote in New Jersey?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Give me 1 second. Okay, I know it's a long way off, but what's the chances you'll vote in the Democratic primary elections?
That I'm voting in the Democratic primary?
Yes. Almost certain, probably 50-50, or don't think we'll vote.
I didn't even know there was going to be a Democratic primary, but or at least for president, for senator, for what race?
Yeah, so... So what's the chances you'll vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024?
It's likely I will be voting.
Okay, perfect. What is your race?
White, Caucasian.
And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, cool. What year was you born?
82.
So I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, and 100 means very warm. So the first name would be Andy Kim, the South Jersey U.S. Congressman.
I'd say 90.
90. Tammy Murphy, First Lady of New Jersey.
10.
Ravi Bala, the mayor of Hoboken.
25.
Rob Menendez, the U.S. congressman.
1.
Steve Phillip, mayor of New Jersey City.
75.
Phil Murphy, governor of New Jersey.
25.
Bob Menendez, U.S. senator.
0.
Joe Biden.
85.
When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Nepo baby.
Nepo baby.
Nepo, like, as in, like, nepo. Referring to nepotism.
Nepo baby, okay. Let me just write that. Nepo baby. Referring to nepotism.
Like, nepotism.
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 Okay, perfect. Would you say you disapprove or approve the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? Strongly disapprove, somewhat approve, somewhat approve,
strongly disapprove.
If the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Bob Menendez, Tammy Murphy, Patricia Campos Medina, and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote?
Andy Kim.
And if the primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote?
I'm not sure.
Okay, undecided. I'll put that.
Yeah.
If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and you had the decision right now, who would you lean towards voting for? Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, or Kyle Jacy?
Undecided.
Undecided, yeah. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Not much at all. Oh, about Bob Menendez? Yeah, for a lot.
Yeah. A lot, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
How closely would you say you're following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, not closely at all.
Very closely.
Very closely. So please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because of his dad, Bob Menendez.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he's done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way.
Somewhat agree.
Right. There is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings.
Yeah, somewhat agree.
Congressman Rob Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree with that. So I'm going to read you a few statements made by critics and supporters of Rob Menendez. So I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. So critics of Rob Menendez say there's no way Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme, in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in the public office to enrich themselves. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he's done nothing wrong. They say that he appears nowhere in the Justice Department's charges against his father because he has absolutely nothing to do with the investigation or any crimes that his father has been accused of committing. They say there have never been any accusations of wrongdoing of any kind against Congressman Menendez, and it would be unfair to make the son pay for the sins of the father. At the same time, they say it's unreasonable to ask a son to come out publicly and condemn his own father. Which of the statements come closer to your own view?
The first.
First. Would you say that's much closer or somewhat closer?
Much closer, in my opinion, the first statement.
Okay. So I'm going to read you two more statements, again, critics and supporters. So critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he's earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress, like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayors Raz Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bowlich, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families, because of his record of accomplishments in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Which of the two statements?
Well, the first statement.
First, much closer or somewhat?
Somewhat closer.
Somewhat closer. So I'm going to read you some brief statements of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. Okay. For Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala, a 15-year record of public service, and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge that we can and must meet.
What's the question?
So after me reading that statement, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress?
I guess a little more likely.
Okay. Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continues to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power.
Not more likely. That's, yeah.
Not more likely, okay. Rob Menendez knows how important our healthcare is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's healthcare.
Not more likely.
Not more likely, okay, yeah. A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Bison, to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he is fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States.
Who is this?
That's Rob Menendez again.
I missed the beginning of that statement.
Oh, sorry. A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care.
It's just not more likely. Like, yeah, anything that Rob Menendez said, it doesn't matter. He just put down not more likely. I'm not going to care what he said.
No worries. I have to read it for you, though. Rob Menendez is the only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation. Rob Menendez is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country. Not more likely?
Not more likely.
Again, Rob Menendez, introduced when getting to Congress, was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for childcare, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Not more likely?
Not more likely.
Okay, yeah. So after hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote?
I'm undecided.
Undecided, yep. Okay, so I'm going to read you a few more statements about Ravi Bala, the candidate for Congress.
Okay.
So tell me again if it makes you want to support that congressman. So Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they called, quote, dishonest and deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row.
I guess I'd say somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely, yep, okay.
Yeah.
In a district that's overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravi Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using scene schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly.
No more or less likely.
Ravi Bala has failed and is incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on major environmental projects started by a different mayor.
No more or less likely.
Okay. Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaped praise on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic. And Bala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman.
No more or less likely.
Okay. And last one is, Ravi Bala is a hypocrite when it comes to criticizing the ethics of others. Bala had his law license revoked in New Jersey and New York, where he was disciplined for being, quote, dishonest and deceitful, end quote. He has twice been the subject of federal tax liens for tens of thousands of dollars in unpaid taxes, and he has been sued on multiple occasions for failing to pay his personal debts. And Bala twice tried to avoid pay-to-play laws by failing to file the legally required disclosure forms.
Less likely.
Less likely. Okay. So after hearing that information again, I'll ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote?
Kyle Jacy.
Jacy, okay. So the final few questions are just for statistical purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Liberal, very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat, yep. And do you own your own home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent.
Rent, okay. What's the last year of schooling that you've completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, non-school, non-college post, some college, four-year college graduate, postgraduate school or degree?
Four-year college degree.
Four-year college, yep. Are you a current or retired member of a labor union?
No.
No, okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes for my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Stephen.
Stephen, it's S-T-E-V-E-N.
Correct.
Perfect. So thanks for your time. So are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in the follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Cool. Well, that concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation.
All right. You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you, Stephen. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.